welcome to the April podcast hosted by the Crowder Century at Crowder College in Neosho, Missouri.
This podcast was produced by the journalism class and multimedia director Nathan Gamble. This podcast was brought to you by Choices Mobile Medical Unit. Call 417-540-2485. Fast Trip in Cassville, your one-stop shop, and Missouri Southern State University. Take the next step with us. University of Missouri St. Louis, join our story. And now for the upcoming events.
The Friends of the Lee Library Organization will hold their annual used book sale from April 11 to 13 in Room C of the Wright Conference Center. People interested in donating books for the sale can contact the library at 417-455-5610 for more details.
Crowder Community Choir is inviting new members to their choir. They are in need of bass singers, but everyone is welcome to join. Rehearsals are on Monday at 7 p.m. in the Elsie Plaster Community Center. For more information, contact Becky Shaw at beckyshaw@crowder.edu.
The Career and Transfer Services Office has scheduled several university campus visits for students preparing to transfer. To sign up, please contact Jamie Stanley at 417-455-5616 or email ssc@crowder.edu. There will also be a transfer and graduation fair on the Nevada campus on Tuesday, April 11th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in room 217. All students are welcome to attend as there will be tips for graduating and places to sign up for graduation in caps and gowns.
And now, here are the news briefs.
The Crowder College Foundation will be hosting Evening of Jazz Tuesday, April 26th at the Neosho Civic Center. The event will begin with drinks and appetizers at 6 p.m., followed by a live jazz performance by the Crowder Jazz Orchestra at 7 p.m. Tickets may be purchased online, a single person for $30 or an eight-person table for $275.
The Larry and Virginia Hickey Building held a ribbon-cutting ceremony showcasing the new building. The event took place on the Webb City campus and was open to the public.
The Crowder Ag Division held the 48th Annual Aggie Days, hosting 1,920 high school students on the Neosho campus. High school FFA students competed in events allowing them practice for their upcoming district contest. The first place senior winners of each division were awarded a $600 Crowder scholarship.
Crowder hosted a business contest on Wednesday, March 29th. Division event and sweepstake trophies were awarded for first to third place.
An agreement between Crowder College and the Joplin Chamber Foundation was signed at the Joplin Advanced Training and Technology Center. This new location provides training and certification for students planning to immediately join the workforce. Classes will begin at the facility in the 2017 fall semester.
Graduation is coming up fast. For graduating seniors, be sure to take the exit exam located in My Crowder, as well as apply for graduation also located in My Crowder. An email was sent out a few weeks ago for seniors to order their cap and gowns. Be sure to get those orders in. If you have any questions, contact the records office at 417-455-5424.
And up next is the weather.
The weather for the next 10 days will be a mix of thunderstorms and a few partly sunny days. The highs will be in the upper 60s and lows will be around lower 50s.
And now, here are the sports. 35th Annual Thunderdome was hosted by Crowder on March 11th and 12th. There were a total of 34 teams that competed in the soccer tournament, 27 men's teams and 7 women's teams. The men's champion was Samba Elite, a team made up of mostly ex-Oklahoma Wesleyan players. And the women's champion was Alliance. In the March 21st poll, the Crowder College baseball team was ranked 13th in Division I of the National Junior Collegiate Athletic Association. The baseball team will play their next home game on Friday, April 7th against Mineral Area College. In addition, the Lady Riders softball team will play their next home game on Wednesday, April 5th against Ecclesia College. For a full schedule, visit crowderathletics.com. Thank you for listening to Crowder Century Podcast.